The Border Senses Literary Project has been around for quite some time, but just last year they launched a new project, which is called Forward, spelled F-O-R-W-O-R-D, and it's a series of free creative writing workshops for teenagers. With me is Lacey Mayberry. She is the workshop facilitator for the Forward Project. Welcome, Lacey.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so tickled that this is alive and well and in its second year now. Tell me how the program is structured and how did it go last year?
Last year was really great. We offered several workshops pretty much every Saturday, and we saw a pretty big outpouring from the community, students coming and writing and sharing their work. And this year we're offering fewer workshops, just four this coming spring. So once a month starting in February on Saturdays.
So Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m., and they're at four different locations in El Paso.
That's right.
Okay. How are the locations selected? Geographically, pretty much?
Sort of, yeah. There's two on the west side, one central, and then one on the east side.
Would you give me the rundown of the dates and locations and exactly how people should connect with this opportunity?
Sure. Our first workshop's February 15th. That's a Saturday at EPCC Northwest Library. The next one's March 22nd at Glassbox Studios, and that's downtown on 2301 East Mills, and they've recently moved. The next one's April.
Oh, I didn't realize they had moved.
Yeah.
Okay, now I know.
I know. And the next one's April 19th. That's again at EPCC Northwest Library.
And that's the El Paso Community College Northwest Library, which is the facility that's just off of I-10 on the west side. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
And then the last one is May 17th, and that's at Galleria de la Misión de Senecu.
That one, that's a tongue twister for
me.
And that's down on Alameda Avenue.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a nice assortment of accessible community-type facilities.
Mm-hmm.
And for teenagers who don't know these places exist, just that in itself, finding the location and having the guts to walk in, do you find that that's kind of an issue with teens?
It can be, but you know what I found, especially last year working with these teenagers, is this strong sense of confidence that they
had.
Good. Yeah, absolutely.
How nice.
Yeah, they're putting themselves out there. I see it in their writing and in their willingness to share their reading with the rest of the class.
Wow, that's neat to hear because it's so common to have the shyness and the resistance to letting it show. Are people arriving in groups or pairs or singles? How do the teens wander
in? It's typically singles. Yeah, it's typically singles.
Oh, great. See, writers are strong and independent. How do they go about registering?
You can register online at forward.bordersenses.com. And on there is a registration form. You fill out, you pick which time you want, just your name and email address. It's pretty simple. And then we'll send you a confirmation.
Extremely simple. And there are no strings attached. It's totally
absolutely
free.
Absolutely not. Yep, it's free. And the really great thing about it is we will publish a chapbook, which is a collection of student stories.
Yes.
And we published our first one last year, and that went really well. And again, I was just so amazed with the quality of these students' work. We publish, you know, the best you submit, and then we select the best of. And I felt like we had a great assortment of fiction and poetry, and we're going to do that again next year. So students who participate in these workshops will have the opportunity to submit their work.
How do you go about collecting their work for the chapbook?
They'll email it into us.
So they type it up. They handwrite, I would guess, during the workshop, and then take it home, type it up, email it, and then you cull through and form the chapbook.
That's right.
Now, is the chapbook available to the general public?
It is, yeah. We released it a couple of months ago, and it's actually available for purchase. It's only $5. And the website for that is squareup.com/market/border senses.
Okay, I would go to the Border Senses website and figure it out from there. Okay,
yes, that's probably easier.
My style. I really like the idea that you have the chapbook. It adds an extra dimension because it always feels to me a bit like letting the creativity of the experience just fall into an abyss if there's no preservation of the work that comes out of these spontaneous writing opportunities.
Yeah, and then students have the opportunity to say, I've been published.
Yes.
And it's not some, you know, it's a legitimate place, it's a book. And actually, Border Senses sells it. When we go to AWP this spring, we'll bring the Forward chapbook. And so they'll get that sort of international attention to their work.
that makes a huge difference, huge difference. If someone turns up at the door on the date of the workshop, or let's say someone registered and then has one or two friends who'd like to come along, will that be a problem?
No, not at all. We won't turn anyone away. But we do encourage to pre-register just so it gives us a better idea of how many students we'll have.
Okay. And who will be actually teaching these four workshops?
Myself and the project director, Yasmin Ramirez. And we're both Masters of Fine Arts graduates in creative writing.
And so you know what you're doing.
Yes.
I would hope so, yeah.
Of sorts, yeah. We like to pretend anyway.
That's a nice mix of confidence and uncertainty.
That's right.
Did you have to make any adjustments working with teens?
You know, not really. I find that teenagers and adults, it's nothing that I'm really adjusting in the subject material. Mm-hmm. And in fact, they're a lot more, like I said, a lot more confident, a lot more willing to share and willing to tap into this creativity that I think sometimes adults, we feel a little more inhibited. We think, oh, well, it's not going to be good enough. And the kids don't really second guess themselves. They put themselves out there and they're proud of their work. And so, no, not really.
How interesting. And that, I would guess, in part is because you're attracting teens who already know that they're going to be asked to write. In the average group of teenagers, maybe you would have a different mix of the more reticent. But yes, as adults, we aren't steeped in the daily education system with somebody telling us that we really would do well to express ourselves.
Yeah.
But this sounds like just an exciting project. I really look forward to seeing your second chapbook. Give me real quickly, just a snapshot of what are the workshops like? What's the experience for the kids?
It's typically a small group workshop. We do a lot of writing exercises. So we will do some like small lecture to talk about points of craft, but it's mainly generating writing. So we'll use music, sometimes pictures. I once brought in my typewriter just to give them a different feel for different ways of writing and generating material. So it's they'll come away having written a great deal more than they would have if they hadn't shown up.
Oh, yes. This can I come?
Sure.
I just love these things. My guest today is Lacey Mayberry. She's the workshop facilitator for the Border Senses Literary Projects for Word. That's F-O-R-W-O-R-D project. It's a free creative writing workshops for ages 13 through 19. And the first one is to be held on February the 15th at the Community College Northwest Library. That's off of I-10 on South Desert Road on the west side. For the simple registration process, just go to forward.bordersenses.com or just show up. I bet they'll let you in. Thank you so much, Lacey.
Thank you.